user per quarter on advertising revenue. That's because they're taking their data and then they're putting it out, and they don't care if you're 80 years old or 13 years old. That's what we're going to hear about today.
She's on the phone though, right?
Yeah.
Sitting down on the phone.
Right. And then I'm talking to Martin.
This whistleblower is incredibly courageous. She has shined a spotlight on an ongoing tragedy that has befallen the children of America as they are preyed upon by Facebook. So we have to do something about it. What she has done is give us the blistering, scalding indictment of the activities of Facebook, which are endangering children in our country, endangering democracy in our country. And she deserves an award of the highest merit for what she has had the courage to do.
Do you think more whistleblowers will come out?
My hope is that there will be. My hope is that there will be more whistleblowers, but what she has given us is absolutely a comprehensive picture of what goes on inside of Facebook on a daily and weekly and yearly basis. They always put profits above children, and that is absolutely unacceptable.
Senator, we've seen a number of these kinds of hearings over the years. Dr. Byrd has come up here, a lot of these tech CEOs. Has anything changed in your mind over the years, and is this the moment where something might actually happen?
Yes, I have the two key pieces of legislation. One is the upgrade of the Child Online Privacy Protection Act to lift it up to age 16. To make sure that children have those protectors, that parents can make sure that these companies don't prey upon their kids. And the other is the Kids Act, which will make sure that you can't have likes or other influencer strategies which are adopted by these companies, which are obviously preying upon the vulnerability of children. Both of those bills have sponsors in this committee. After this hearing, it's going to be time to move to passing the legislation that puts the safeguards in place. Thank you all so much.